Francis Joseph was given the news a few minutes later. He muttered, "Also, Doc, it has come after all." Berchtold was at the Emperor's side in a few minutes, urging that Austria must immediately mount a counter-mobilization against Serbia or look weak, thereby tempting Russia to come on. Though the argument was specious, the Emperor yielded. At 9:23 that night, Konrad von Hötzendorf had the order for the call-up, with July the 27th set as alarm day, and July the 28th as the starting day for troop movements. Everything was going in a rush. Vienna hadn't yet seen the Serbian reply, and Berlin didn't yet know about the reply or the Serbian and Austrian counter-mobilizations. As to why Serbia jumped the gun, there is first the fact that the cabinet was certain Austria was determined to have a war. But that's not all. Pašić was confronted with an election. The Serbian officer corps, allied to the Black Hand, was shouting for war and ready to ditch Pašić if he stood in the way. He shied from the political risks of a conciliatory reply unaccompanied by some warlike gesture and thus played into Berchtold's hands. The publication of the Austrian ultimatum, followed at once by news of the two mobilizations, sent a shock wave across Europe exactly 4 weeks after the Sarajevo murders. All governments awakened to the gravity of the crisis. Sir Edward Grey at first proposed that the ambassadors of Germany, France, and Italy, seated in London, meet with him to search for a solution. For various reasons, that offer fell on stony ground. Grey's next...